What's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Well, Randy, what's hot in these markets?
Boy, you know, it looks like the way we're starting this last week of March, there's not much that's hot out there. It looks like we're going to see a pretty good pullback as far as the grains are concerned, and it's probably because they need it a little bit. One, you know, we're in a little bit of an overbought condition. We need to see a little bit of correction, and we do have these big reports coming out on Thursday, and right now the market is sitting up at the top, or, you know, the upper end of their trading ranges. Not really a lot of room to move to the upside if this report comes out to be just friendly. So I think, you know, seeing a little pullback ahead of the numbers being released is not a bad thing. Then we'll see the numbers on Thursday and be able to see which direction this market needs to go.
Okay, what's not hot with these markets then?
You know, you have to look at, I think weather is one. I mean, the fundamentals are turning a little bit negative. You know, we're hearing rumors of some grain being shipped out of the Ukraine. They've got some trains loaded. They've moved some corn and some soybean or some sunflower oil. We're also seeing weather improvements. Rain's been in the forecast. Some rain did fall in the southern plains. There's supposed to be more on the way here later in the week. So that's a little bit negative for the U.S. winter wheat market. And, of course, South America continues to see improving conditions. Not that it's going to help the soybeans, but it is going to help their corn crop. And then again, we've got the reports coming out on Thursday. And there's also rumors that Russia is pulling back a little bit in their fighting with Ukraine, and that they're just going to center on one region and kind of focus their military action on that.
Expecting surprises in Thursday's reports?
I think we're going to look at some bullish surprises myself. I don't think that we're going to see a big increase. You know, I think the trade is right. We're not going to see much of a change for corn and soybeans. I think a lot of the increase in acres is going to go to the specialty crops, especially up here in the northern plains. I think that will come in and then help corn and soybeans and even Minneapolis wheat try to buy acres after the numbers get released.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.